Hey, this is the Bachelor Masters, and today is the podcast where we talk about the humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan.
Craig, you scare me every time.
Craig.
You like worry me every time you say something like that. Well, shouldn't
we talk about what's going on over there?
I don't know if it like hurts anyone else to like hear things like that, but it like deeply hurts me. I can't even think about it. It's not about me though. It's like it really is. Like I had a friend text me how depressed she is, and I'm like, oh my god, it's affecting everyone's mental health. I don't want to.
It's an American phenomenon to center yourself when there's a crisis abroad.
I'm not trying to center myself. That's what I'm trying to do, is trying to like be like, why are you saying this?
Shouldn't we acknowledge that there's something going on? I mean, we're going to jump into this Bachelor in Paradise
stuff. Connection between Bachelor in Paradise and the crisis in Afghanistan that you would like to discuss here? Is this just a gambit to make yourself sound socially aware?
There is a gambit involved, yes. I like that word. If we just go on like nothing's happening, then that just leads to more crap happening. I mean, how do we strike a balance is what I'm saying.
I think we can talk about world events and such when they connect in some way to the content of the shows that we're discussing, because otherwise it just sort of seems like, you know, like, why would we be bringing this up? We add to the fact that if you're watching shows like anything in the Bachelor franchise, but particularly Bachelor in Paradise, you are doing that to escape from the horrors of everyday life, right?
Yeah, but if we escape too much, then we just let the world go on and burn without attempting to do anything to stop it.
You have a point that you can't bury your head in the sand completely, right? But I also don't know if we are the most qualified people to be having these kinds of discussions, if we actually bring anything to the table in this sort of sense.
Right. Okay. Well, if you're in America and you're listening to our podcast, vote. Make sure to vote. Al Gore probably wouldn't have gotten us into a 20-year war in Afghanistan if he were president.
We don't know that.
We don't know. And go listen to some podcasts that talk about critical issues. That's important. We talk about critical issues, but as they relate to the Bachelor franchise.
I don't want to play any games. Talk about the Bachelor is fine. I can't even humor you today.
Oh, you can't humor me.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point of this podcast.
Really? So it is about you. I am barely figuring it out how to talk about what we're going to talk about, because I don't have much.
Yeah. Right. Feel you. Lately, I feel drained in a lot of ways, right? See,
this is why it's important to bring these issues to the surface, because we're all struggling with our own lives and the shit that's going on in those lives. And it's gotten harder and harder for middle and lower class people in this country over the years. The pandemic. These are all really things that are stressing on us. It's stressing on me. They did start off Bachelor in Paradise differently than they've started off before, with these like vignettes that they were doing.
Yeah. And it took me a long time to figure out who that narrator was. But now I know. Do you all know?
Lil Jon?
Yes, it's Lil Jon narrating. And I don't know if this is going to be every episode or what exactly is going on there, but it's different for sure. And they didn't do
like
the,
he sings.
Yes, he does.
I couldn't name a Lil Jon song.
I couldn't either, but I know what it sounds like. He sounds like what he looks like, and he talks like what he sounds like. Like, you know, he makes a lot of sense in this world.
I'm glad something does.
Yeah, he really does. I don't know. It's kind of one of these things where, you know, he's definitely himself. I don't know much about him except that I know he's going to be a guest host.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that it is D-list Hollywood lore that David Spade is like a total creep?
I think I've heard something along the lines of this, and I also am pretty sure, like, trying to remember, I think it's David Spade, that I knew a girl, we were like internet friends for many years, who went on dates with his son, I think.
Ugh. Yeah. So
John Spade.
So it's really, it's like a level, you know, it's like an Andy Dick level of creeper, and him purposefully not flirting.
Oh my God, I was wrong. Down. It was Andy Dick's son. That's who I was thinking about.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yes. Andy.
Sorry.
It's... Andy Dick is the same kind of feel, John which is Dick. Why I specifically mentioned him. Okay, Craig. But the reason I say that is because I felt like knowing what we know about David Spade, purposefully not flirting with them as they're coming down and just being really funny, like trying to be funny, is a form of flirting. Right, he was just trying to make them laugh.
Aren't all of the SNL people from that era creeps in some way? I mean, they all get slapped with, you know, lawsuits around sexual harassment.
What I remember and what my partner was helping me remember was that it's one of those situations, kind of like Blake situation, when all these, like we said, alpha males gather around and they go, this guy is sex crazed. Now, you think a room full of alpha males aren't also sex crazed, but they're so sex crazed that they'll call Blake sex crazed. That's the David Spade situation. All his SNL friends are like, this, you know, maybe we're crazy with drugs and girls and everything, but this guy is next level. So it's very kind of creepy that they would choose someone like that after everything they've gone through on this particular show from the franchise.
I mean, I haven't heard these rumors, but that doesn't mean they're not true.
Well, maybe it's something worth looking up.
Dated a lot of very, like, well-known to be hot actresses also, which is kind of interesting.
Right, and it's one of those things where us as commoners are like, how? How is he dating that woman? Right? But there's a lot of also creepiness going on with non-celebrities because that's how much kind of power and influence he has to, you know. So it's just interesting. I wonder how long they'll have him here. And I thought it was extra interesting that he wasn't trying to hit on 20-year-olds. Coming down to a beach.
Well, like, I thought it was funny that
doing a thing.
Kelsey didn't know who he was. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't think that generation knows who he is at all. No. Like, Just Shoot Me, is that the last thing he did?
Oh,
I mean, we could look it up.
But yeah, like, yeah, other I mean, than that,
his he wasn't in Wayne's World, but Wayne's World I think of as the benchmark for Generation Y. And so the millennials didn't have that, so they don't know that generation of SNL cast.
We had what Demi made a joke about when she came on, which is he was in Joe Dirt.
Right.
Yep. He was Joe Dirt.
The memorable Joe Dirt.
So, yeah, which I thought was a very funny joke, although somebody might have specifically told her to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like I've been aware of who he is. I'm 35 years old, so I'm like a decade older than a lot of the women on this show.
You were like 27. How did you jump so high? How did you catch up?
Yeah, I'm 35. You've never known this about me?
No, I had no idea. I thought you were below 30 some reason.
Oh, I honestly get that a lot from people. I guess I just have like a youthful vibe, you know?
No, I feel like you legit said I am 27 one time.
Like 8 years ago, EZR.
Yeah, back when I knew her. Okay. Well, you are my age, then you might minorly remember who he is from, like, going to school. But, like, I do. You know, I was a young watcher of television. So, anyways, that's unrelated to the creep factor, but there is the, like, who is this guy factor, right, for all these 20-somethings, except Grocery Store Joe.
And Kenny, who is 40,
right, who totally knows who he is, who probably went to go see that in the theater. Joe Dirt,
he's a gigantic Joe Dirt fan.
Yeah, That was a big movie, believe it or not, for probably Kenny's generation, right, Craig?
Well, I'm like, I didn't see Joe Dirt. I'm trying to think of other movies that David
Craig is actually advanced. Also 27 years old.
Yeah. No, isn't a Tommy Boy? Wasn't he in Tommy Boy, David Spade?
Yes.
Okay, see, yes. That movie I can get behind.
Yeah, well, exactly. But your generation is very much that whole, like, Chris Farley thing, you know. Anyway, Chris Farley, David Spade, until he lost the funny part, and now he's just David Spade. So, anyways, I guess we'll see if he hosts again, if he is at all, like...
I mean, I thought he was funny.
He's over it. Yeah, he's fine. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I just know that, and I got reminded of that, and it's interesting because... I thought he was flirting by not flirting now, because I just have him in my mind.
Well, you can rest assured that he's not getting any action down there in Mexico.
Ah, he's a big famous star. They almost named him.
I know, but I doubt they're hooking up with David Spade. There's all these other people hooking up.
I think with those men on the beach, he's not getting a second look from those women in general, is my guess. But yeah, I liked him more than I thought I would in this role because
that's him flirting without flirting. So that is how he gets the women
through the TV.
Yes.
Yeah. It just he was like
Fred Armisen effect. You know, like it just he's so funny. Oh, that guy is a creep. Fred Armisen is a legit creep.
Yeah.
And of course he gets women. He's a talented, hilarious guy. So you know. Anyway.
Like me.
You would say that. Anyway, you know, it's so funny how it reminds me, talking about how they expect us to remember people and things. They expect us to remember such tiny details about a lot of these cast members, but like no big picture things, right? Like I'm supposed to remember someone's butt who I didn't remember. Someone's makeup was runny that I didn't remember. Someone got really hot on the beach and I didn't remember. I remember. Well, see, I didn't remember any of that. I remember her, but I don't remember her.
You don't remember her, like, having a meltdown in the pool? And she was, like, pouring water all over herself?
Yeah, she ate pasta in the pool. I remember that. That was a great moment.
We definitely called that, like, a drunk, like, you know, you got too drunk. You're too dehydrated. You're just freaking out. You need to, like, you know, sober up.
I think that's exactly what it was. It's like, it was hot. She drank too much. It was a bad time for that one moment. But she was, like, to me, Tajwan was the star of this episode.
That's her name, Tajwan.
Tajwan is the one who overheated last time because specifically of the storyline that she went on a date with and kissed Trey's uncle, and now she has kissed Trey also.
Okay, so to fill in our listeners, so the power went out in my neighborhood Monday night during the show, and it happened right here. So I missed all of the uncle stuff.
There wasn't any information, though. Oh, go ahead, Caitlin.
Really. Oh, I loved this just because it was such a weird, like, basically she comes on the beach. You see the stuff about how she overheated the last season that she was on. And then Trey is like, oh, I got to go say hi to this girl. She's my type. She's coming in so confident or whatever, right? And he comes up to her and he's like, oh, I know you. And she's like, oh, yeah, so good to, like, see you again or something along those lines. And it turns out they know each other because his uncle introduced them, but I guess the uncle had left out the part where it was because he had went on a date with her. Not clear how the introduction went that didn't include this information, but apparently Trey was not aware that that's how Tajwan knew his uncle, was that she'd met him on a dating app. They'd gone on a date. They had kissed. So it's a little weird because Trey was already interested in her just on, like, looks alone. Mm-hmm. And then found out she kissed his uncle, which, you know, is obviously a little.
What's that movie with off-putting. Jennifer Aniston and what's his name? The guy from Field of Dreams.
Kevin Costner?
Yeah, Kevin Costner, where Kevin Costner banged the grandmother, the mother, and then also the daughter, who's Jennifer Aniston. What? It's a movie.
Remember this at all?
You don't remember? It's a movie about how Kevin Costner banged all three generations of women in this one family, and is like trying to like, and Jennifer Aniston's like trying to reconcile all that, and like it's kind of like a family drama.
Yeah. Well,
it's a drama.
Well,
or is it a comedy?
It's like a, well, it's falls into that genre where it's funny, but not, there's no laugh track.
There is no laugh track on movies, but yeah, okay. I guess like, you in general.
It's amusing, but it's not like funny.
Oh, well, because okay. That sounds, there's something weird. I don't know. It doesn't really, the whole Taj Trey thing doesn't really bother me, or like I don't find anything odd about it, kind of. I don't know.
No, I find it enjoyable. Why? But okay. It's just like, well, first she tells him and he was like, oh, okay. Didn't know that. And then she tells like everybody else and they're all like, oh, so you dated his uncle. That's interesting. But it turns out, you know, it didn't put him off at all because they did end up making out later on in the episode.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
so the movie is called Rumor Has It.
Oh.
It's a 2005 romantic comedy film directed by Rob Reiner. Starring classic. Jennifer Aniston, Kevin Costner, Shirley MacLaine, and Mark Ruffalo. There you go.
Okay. Gotcha.
You didn't see that, huh?
Nope. I mean, honestly, it's one of those movies that I might have seen, and I just don't remember anything about it, because it sounds like something I would see. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I saw What Women Want. It sounds just like that, kind of. But
yeah.
Not. Anyway, well... let's see, who else?
Well, so Trey and her,
Taj one,
they make out.
Yeah.
So
does like everyone else.
So yeah. That's like two generations by Taj one. So she just needs to get the grandpa involved.
Yeah, I guess if she's specifically going for the Kevin Costner move, but. I don't think it was entirely intentional. Although I get, I don't know. It's not that weird, but it is sort of weird in that if I went on a date with somebody, or I guess not even properly a date yet, but you met them and you were like vibing with them and you're interested in them. And they're like, oh, I went on a date with your aunt and I kissed her. I would be a little put off.
Yeah, it's maybe a little.
Something about that. I'm just like, oh, you kissed one of my relatives?
Yeah. Well,
depends
she
how youthful they are.
Is high maintenance.
Yeah,
for sure.
I guess youthful as well is also a factor. None of my aunts are close to my age at all, so there would be an age gap involved as well. Yeah, speaking of age gaps, a lot of age gaps in the pairings so far this season.
Yes. Grocery store Joe, the Joe formerly known as Grocery Store Joe.
Now known as like Sad Joe.
Yeah, we saw their really good quotes conversation and it was stupid. Like, why are we
like,
watching this?
Oh my God, you're 23. Oh my God, you're 35. Oh my God.
You're wearing
God.
Little socks and you're just like, yeah.
Oh, we're talking about that on the Fashion Roundup.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, okay. So here's Joe, who is a beloved Bachelor producer guy. I mean, he's so humble braggy and he acts like, shucks, no one likes me. But I can't think of anyone as beloved that's a night one person. He's coveted. Like, people love, women love him. Everyone loves him. I don't buy that he's this upset. And, you know, kind of my favorite part was when he pretended to be upset when Abigail chose Noah or he, like, walked off. But he said to her face, he's interested in another girl. I don't know if you remember that, but Abigail's like, so who are you guys interested in? He's like, Serena. And I'm like, that's pretty, if you...
Yeah.
He just seems rude. And so he also said this, which bothered me.
I just feel insecure. There's a part of me that always wanted to be, you know, like a Clooney. but unfortunately, I just can't pull it off. It's like I purposely make my life more difficult than it needs to be.
And then he just milks that to death. And it is boring.
Well, so hold on, let's wind this back a little bit. So he was on whose season?
Who knows?
Was
some
it
woman? I don't know, because he's a night one cut. It had to be before Hannah Brown.
So at least, let's just say 4 years ago. So the girl he was making out with, that was Serena P?
Yeah.
Okay. She was 19 when when we think his season aired.
Oh, okay.
So in some sense, he's right. Like, the girls that should be into him because he's a producer favorite and a Bachelor fan favorite are the older women that would remember him and have been attracted to him, but now they're not. They're going for other guys, and he's left with the one that was 19 when he was on the show.
No, he specifically said he liked Serena before he went on that clip package.
Right.
He's like, that's who I'm interested in, because he's not...
Every man is apparently interested in Serena.
Yeah, he's not this, like... He's another one who gets away with his little, like, aw shucks looks, and... Isn't that
no, here we go again.
Yeah. Well, he does, doesn't he? He's
no, because I don't see him getting away. I don't see him getting away with anything right now.
He's 35. He's trying to go out with a 23-year-old.
She's kind of trying to go out with him.
I don't know about that.
I think
she initiated
it.
I think that's the way it looks. But Serena, she was moping around all day because she wouldn't pay attention to him until she grabbed him. I don't know if that's like...
Well, that's
even from
because
the
girls need the women need to hook up because the guys have the roses, right?
I don't know.
The guys have the roses for the first one, and that means there's four more women than men right now. So
three.
Okay,
but
so Serena
four by the end of the episode
realized by the end of the day that she better make a move.
I don't know, Serena likes a step up who's Brendan, and I don't understand why, like, you know, why doesn't Brad Pitt go for Angelina Jolie night one and forget about all the stuff in the middle, you know? Like, remember how weird that was? How good early 2000s, like, you're like, wait a minute, the two best looking people in the world, like, don't know each other, and then when they knew each other, people were like, oh, this makes so much sense. Like, if Brendan is the coveted one and Serena is the coveted one, it's weird they wouldn't go for each other, because Serena was definitely interested in Brendan before she came on, is what she said. And Brendan, I think, said her name too.
Yeah, right. He did. He was one of the guys who said he was definitely interested in Serena. But I don't know. Instead, he's spending all this time with Natasha.
Yeah.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe they just kind of like aren't really meeting up, but it's just... I don't buy Joe's self-deprecation, like, as being honest. I think he's just a mopey, frustrated dude, and it's like, people like it. Fine, whatever.
Yeah. Man, you got a chip on your shoulder against mopey dudes.
Because it's an act.
What happened? Give us a story. Who was it?
No, there's...
Who was your mopey man, Easy?
I don't like self-deprecation because it's not authentic. It's like, it's not something that gets me ever. It frustrates me and it's annoying. Don't you think? Is it ever like, has it ever worked for you, Craig? Like a humble brag? Like that to me is so, it's an immediate like, ugh, like why are you, it feels just like blather. Anyway.
Yeah. Right? Okay, so Greg / Joe, formerly known as Grocery Store Joe. All right, and then who else had an age difference?
Kenny and Mari. It's a 15-year age gap there.
So the power went out. I didn't see her introduction, so I have no idea who she is.
So she was on Matt James's season. If you remember her, she is the one who was like Miss Puerto Rico, I think, and got tapped on the shoulder with Katie's vibrator when she was talking about her grandmother's power going out.
I did not remember
speaking
that.
Speaking of power going out.
Yeah. Huh. So you have something in common with Mari, I guess.
Yeah. See? We can talk about the...
You're like into each other. He's 40. She's 25.
Okay. That seems reasonable. 40 and 25. Would you rather have 40 and 25 or 35 and 23?
Oh, that's a hard call, honestly.
There's a lot of growing up happening between 23 and 25.
I mean, some, I guess. Not the biggest difference necessarily, but it does seem more... Yeah, 25 seems older in a sense. Obviously, logically, older. Because it's 2 years older. I don't know. There is something that makes it seem like 23 just seems so much worse, I think, because 23 is so young, even though technically the age gap is smaller between Grocery Store Joe and Serena P. Right. than it is between Mari and Kenny. I don't know. Mari also said she has dated a 4-year-old before and she likes older men, etc.
Right.
And Natasha was talking to Kenny for one point in time and said that she's dated a 50-year-old. So
whoa.
There's that.
There's hope for all of us still. Well, EZR, you liked my tweet where I tweeted, oh, to be 35 again.
Yeah, it was kind of like the whole, you know, for as much importance as they put on conversation in this, or like, you know, we had a good conversation. And, you know, that's bachelor speak for I could see... like making it out with this person,
yeah,
right?
Make it
that
out.
that doesn't mean that person is interesting. And I think we agree on our basic morals and values, which took me a long ass time to figure out because I'm like, that was a good conversation. And so now I'm like, oh, they want a bone. Like that took me so long, but that's what that means. And it is a little, so like their conversation is just really was really sad because imagine that conversation between two people who did not want to weren't attracted to each other, and even that doesn't lead, like, it didn't lead to a kiss in my eyes. I don't understand that. I don't, wasn't that weird that they kissed after all those little, I know you want to save it for the fashion report, Caitlin, but like that was a look that, as you can probably guess, I am grossed out by.
Yeah, I mean,
whose look?
Grocery Store Joe was wearing small. Right. 3P called them sockets. They're like the no-show sock
that
you wear inside sneakers or whatever. But he was wearing them with Adidas slides, which are open-toed, so you could see the sock toes coming out of the end also. Yeah, that's a
35-year-old move.
That would turn me right off if I was interested in somebody and we're like flirting and having a little bit of a vibe and you look down and you see that they're wearing tiny no-show socks with slide sandals.
Well, it didn't turn off Scenery and Pee.
See, but your 19-year-old comment is interesting, Craig, because there is so much, what is it, like, build up around Grocery Store Joe. Mm-hmm. He's a favorite. I couldn't tell you why, and therefore I'm going to say no one can tell you why. Women love him. Who knows why? Like, it's like a mystery. So I can see a Bachelor fan, despite their age, being like, oh, you mean I get to possibly make out with Grocery Store Joe, but he's looking real gross? And that's fine. You know, you're going to ignore it as a woman, right?
Well, I think her plan is to just use him for a rose and then move on.
But the thing is, she's coveted. She could have had, she could have gone for number one. No one went for, it seems like a lot of women were interested in Brendan and no one went for him.
Well, only Natasha did, it seemed like, so she's probably the front runner with him now. But yeah, I don't think she's using him for a rose because, as mentioned, like, at least 3 to 4 guys think of her as their top choice. So,
yeah, but she doesn't know that. She's not watching.
She might not know that.
I think she knows. I think every woman but knows when they're coveted.
She has a sense that at least a few of them are interested. Maybe she doesn't know the exact number or whatever, you know what I mean? But don't, she knows she has options, I think.
Yeah, there is no clueless. I want to say, like, there are no clueless women in the whole world. Yes, everybody. Every woman knows kind of when there's something going on. You can bet on that. Like, all there right. is maybe there's I some clueless say... women out there, but like who think someone likes them, but there is no one who doesn't know when someone does like them.
I a absolutely do not know when people like me, at least some of the time.
What?
There you go.
No, there's always this, like, if you had a gun to your head at certain times and someone asked you, I think you would be able to stop and think about it.
It's hard to say, I think, because some of the time I've been surprised when people like ask me out or something, because I would have just assumed that they were like friendly people who wanted to chat, you know? And then it was like, oh no, they were interested in you like romantically. And I was like, oh, I had no idea. I was just like, well, we're hanging out and chatting about stuff, I guess, you know? That helps me a lot, weirdly. I think I'm just, like, clueless about this kind of shit. But I don't think Serena P is. I think she would know, maybe not that, like, four or five guys or whatever, but I think she knows that there's more than Joe as an option there. Guys are definitely pulling her for chats and stuff. So, yeah, I don't think it's a desperation move. I think she is into him for whatever reason she's into him.
Okay. So based on your analysis, EZR, I'm guessing you're not the type that was, like, waiting till 2 a.m. when the bar lights go on to try to find someone to hook up with.
Ugh. No, yeah. That is not... No.
Gross.
That is really gross.
It's based on pure animal instinct.
That is the worst time to have any kind of animal instinct, is when the ugly lights turn on and you're like, hey, everybody. Okay. The only person I have to talk about is Abigail, because there is someone who I felt, there you go, Caitlin, you're right. Abigail gets no hints. Noah's there trying to flirt with you, and she's trying to like openly discourage him. And right. I feel like Noah's making these, like, huge moves, and she's like, no, like, it doesn't work for me. Like, I tend to friend zone people, and he's, like, trying to set her up for, like, oh, you know, a back and forth where it ends in him saying, yeah, but you're so cute, or something like that, right? That's what it sounded like. And then she'd be like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. It was so funny how I was like, well, she wanted some validation for the first day, and then when she's alone with it, she doesn't recognize it. It was really weird.
Yeah. Can I just say, I got really annoyed by her real quick.
What?
So.
What annoyed you?
About her? Everything you just said.
Oh, that part. The part where they're on the date. Not before that.
Oh, all that. Even before that. So, you know, just, I don't know. She just was annoying. She, I'm the only one here.
That's how I felt about Joe. Joe was like, I don't get anything here. Everyone's
there. You go. So
he's the bachelor.
Abigail is a female version of the mopey Greg Joe dude.
I see. But I don't like Joe for the humble brag reasons. Abigail was doing something else where she's just kind of in her. I mean, I don't know. It's very strange. Anyways, that's all I got. Anything
that's
else?
All you got.
Yep.
Podcast over.
Podcast over.
I'm trying to remember if there was something else really notable here. Well, this is so not notable, but I did write a note about it. Jasenia's dog, Bexy, is incredibly cute, as we saw in the first little package thing. Just a very cute little, like, terrier dog. Did you guys see this?
I'm still fascinated that something can not be notable, even though you literally wrote a note about it.
All right, I'm saying it's not necessarily important, but I write notes about a lot of things that are
well,
not.
Then they're notable
on here, right?
If there's a note about it, it's notable.
Like, I have a few fashion roundup things to definitely discuss.
Okay, let's hit the fashion roundup.
All right.
This is the fashion roundup. Craig likes to talk about what people are wearing. See, this is getting EZR all excited because she always wants the 45-minute episode.
There was not much in this, though. There wasn't anything. There was no fun things.
We're already at 40 minutes, so I think we could extend this out another 40 and go for our usual hour and 20 minutes.
I mean, I think we're going to do more than 5, but I don't know about another 40. I did want to bring up, well, there are several fashion things. We already talked about grocery store Joe's little sockets with his sandals, which... every time I think about them, it's upsetting because he was walking, doing his sad boy walk in the surf. So those socks got all wet also.
Ew.
Yeah. Gross. And I mean, Serena P says something about like when she had sand in there, which of course he would. And he's like, everyone's sandy here anyway. And it's like, yeah, but you're making it worse in a way that makes no sense. You know what I mean? Like, why do you have the sock on? You're on the beach.
No, his whole thing screams of like a horrible depression, which is, you know, okay, this is what I mean. I mean, when he gets depressed, he gets his hygiene like wanes. His, you know, he's not so. Some people when they get depressed, they have different things to try to perk them up. He sounds like it's gonna be bad, and that's not a good. Like that's what it sounded like to me. He's like, yeah, you're just going to get sand everywhere and you just don't even know what you're going to do about it. You know, doesn't he sound like he's not well?
Like he's not going to be showering frequently? Yeah.
I mean, there's showering at, like, yeah, anyways, this is what I was talking about. Like that would, I don't care who he was. I would not want to make out with all those red flags.
Right.
Okay, we need to talk about a conspiracy theory that's going around.
Oh, okay, good.
The Bachelor internet, which is about whether or not Kenny was actually nude on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a screen grab somebody posted that they forgot to put a black box over his crotch, and he had a like an underwear thingy on.
Yeah, he had like a black and like white polka dots.
Yeah, exactly. That was it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, this is just something stupid the Bachelor producers would do to be like, this guy is crazy. He's 40. He's leaving it all on the beach. You know, they're trying to do a funny thing and they're not, they don't have a continuity person. Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah. Obvious. I thought about this a lot because it was weird that it's not that weird to me that necessarily they would like do the black box censoring thing as a joke. But then if he was wearing something the whole time, which I believe he was wearing at least like a tiny bathing suit sort of situation, not just because of the, you know, he's shown in at least one shot wearing it. But somebody on Twitter pointed out that you need something to tuck your mic pack into. And he's definitely right. Wearing the mic pack. And there's a string going down his back. So where is it supposed to be if he has literally nothing on the bottom? Like,
that's good.
So he must have something on down there. But it's weirder to me that the producers must have told literally everybody on the beach to act like he was naked because they were talking about it, you know?
Right. Yeah, there was that one scene where they're all by the bar where like a couple people were definitely at least faking that, acknowledging that he was naked.
Yeah, which makes it even weirder to me than like just the black box censoring thing is kind of weird to pretend he's nude if he's not, but it's even weirder to prompt people to discuss his nakedness instead of like, if we're meant to believe he's just wearing a very small bathing suit, potentially a Speedo or something, wouldn't that give you enough to talk about like, well, you can still see his dick in that. You know, yeah. Like, I don't understand why Yeah, you have to pretend he's nude if he's not. It's a very weird move.
Well, women don't like nude men. So if he truly was nude, what the reactions would be like disgust, not allure. Like they, like it makes more sense just from the reactions that he was wearing a bathing suit, but they were telling people to pretend he was naked because that would explain the reactions. Because if he actually was naked, you wouldn't be getting those reactions. You'd be getting reactions of disgust.
Yeah, I think you'd be getting a lot more people who like simply didn't want to talk to him because right. He was naked. You know what I mean? Like not being like, whoa, I see what you're working with there, but more being like, I don't want to have a conversation with you because I can't like look at you right. when you're just nude. You know,
he must already be liked. I mean, because that's not something you pull. The reactions were very weird. Like everyone was on his side about it. It's just like, is he a well-liked person? Has he done the rounds of Bachelor franchise contestant mixers and bar hops and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, everyone did seem to really like Kenny, which was interesting because he hasn't been on these things before since he was just on the Claritatia season. And, you know, this is the first Paradise since then. So, yeah, it is interesting. Nobody was put off by whether he was nude or just wearing a very small bottom and pretending he was nude.
Right.
Either of which would be a turnoff in most social situations.
Now, Noah was the one that got the emotional intelligence book from Harvard dude, right? During Claire's season?
From Bennett.
Bennett.
Yeah, which why isn't Bennett on Paradise? He's made for this.
He might. We don't know yet. He might be.
I hope he's coming down that beach. But Noah looks different. He changed his hair, I guess, and the mustache is like not
right.
Not the same full prominent mustache anymore. I think it's an improvement, in my opinion. He looks better. But yeah, I really want to talk about the Kenny nude conspiracy. Grocery Joe's tiny socks. And we should talk about Queen Victoria, I guess the artist formerly known as Queen Victoria.
Yeah, easier. What do you think of Goddess Victoria? Easier is not with us anymore.
Don't know why it didn't. Yeah.
whatever we talk about back in Easier,
I don't know.
The room the whole runs errands.
Ghost runs errands.
Blah. I don't know.
Vacuum the floor.
All the villains are like doubling down, but it's not fun. Like it's not, you know, the Carl was a villain, Victoria was a villain, and they're just kind of like, I'm here to stir things up.
Villains are doubling down on their villainry.
Well, no, yeah, because it doesn't sound genuine, and no one's interested in Carl and Victoria, and if you know, that's why it's not fun so far. Demi's there, and Craig, you used to like her.
Yeah,
I'm
over
Demi. Is her shtick over? Yeah.
Yeah, it's over.
Been over, right?
Now, don't get me wrong. If I was younger and it was 2 a.m. and the lights came on at the bar and Demi showed some interest in me, I would try to pick her up.
I mean, she's cute. She's very attractive. I would say that, yeah, I think after last Paradise, her shtick is wearing a little thin because I always liked her on that season. But yeah, it just feels weird to like come back and be exactly the same, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when they kind of gave her a like, oh my goodness, like you're the first this. Like kind of equaling a sort of maturity, and now she's just back to being like a troublemaking kind of 22-year-old when she's probably 26 or something, you know. And she's it's just same old junk. I don't know, new.
So other fashion related stuff. Kelsey from Peter's season is using Milk of Magnesia on her face as a primer before makeup because it supposedly keeps it from sweating off, which I before.
I swear she said Milk of Magnesium.
I think she did, and I just corrected it to the thing that I think it's actually called.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, and so she was telling Wells this in that clip, and Wells is like, isn't that a laxative?
Yeah, but it's well known to use preparation H on your.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I haven't heard of milk of magnesia as a primer before, but I have heard of preparation H as like a thing you could do.
Supposed to get rid of the bags under your eyes.
So we'll see, I guess, how it holds up. I mean, if her makeup looks good the whole time she's on the show, then maybe this is a thing that people should be trying more.
I mean, I don't think her makeup looked good, and we've only had one show.
Yeah, it looked good the first, like, second that before she got sweaty. I think the sweatiness still happened, and it just, yeah. I also think, like, Paradise, a lot of people need to let go of wearing at least as much makeup, just because it will always run and look a little gross in the kind of heat that they have. Like, you could go very minimal, and it might stay on and still look cute. But if you do anything serious with, like, foundation or contouring, it's going to end up melting a bit. Mm-hmm. And, like, you could get away with wearing, like, waterproof mascara and stuff like that, but I don't think much else is going to stay looking good. So I'm sort of like, you need to just embrace that you're going to look extremely natural. And I think, like, try to flow with it. Most of these women have, like, skin that looks really good anyway. So might as well ride with that, right? Also going to quickly talk about Connor B.
Oh, yeah.
Comes Either. Out.
What do you think of Connor B?
Singing a song.
Unmute.
No, it's not.
He played his guitar. He had a song.
Yeah, written. He made out with a woman who I don't remember.
I looked her up because I could not remember her at all either. Her name is Marissa. And yeah. She was in Peter's season. But I really don't remember anything about her from that season. Like, she was one, there was a handful of women on this show. Yeah. This episode that I looked at and I was like, your face looks vaguely familiar, but I cannot place you in any way. No,
I don't remember her at all. Like, when I saw her, I was like, oh, who's this? Yes. And then, you know, Connor is so gross. Like, he had to make out with her. With his arm lifted and his whole armpit. So gross. I couldn't.
She claims that he's a good kisser, but we know that's not true because the footage is right there.
A woman like that, like, she has a different look to her. She doesn't look like she'd be interested in this little wiener. I'm just pissed that they're trying to so much to, like, try to sell me this guy. And it's like, I'm not buying him. I don't care what kind of sale you got going on. He is so gross. Like, he always has to mess it up too. Like, he couldn't have just kissed her. He had to, like, brag about himself. He had to show his gross arm. Ugh. I hated him, of course. But yeah. I just don't buy it either. I don't buy that relationship at all.
No, I think that's a desperation one from her, right? Mm-hmm. With the numbers being in favor of the men this week, that
maybe, yeah,
I think what she is doing is she's locking down a fairly easy mark. In the same way that, do you remember last Paradise, Cam from, I think it was Hannah B's season, that guy was an easy mark, yeah, to get a rose from, because, yeah, like, no women were actually interested in him.
What was his catchphrase? Always be Cam or something.
Yeah. That guy is like one of the few good guys that have gone on The Bachelor. Yeah.
I don't think he's bad, but I think it's a situation where if you're a calculating person, and almost everybody on these shows would be, right? And you're a woman knowing that there's at least three of you who are likely to go home, you're gonna pick a guy. If nobody has shown interest in you yet, you pick a guy that's an easy mark to get the rose from. Connor B is absolutely an easy mark. All you have to do is pay attention to him and pretend that his kissing is good, and you're in.
See, and that's what I thought with the Brendan thing. I didn't want to say this, but I'm glad you brought it up. I thought it was definitely like a Game Theory Nash thing, where all the women know that Brendan is a hot commodity. So to ensure a rose, they went to like the less attractive guys, and Brendan was kind of left up in the air for no one to get.
Yeah, and which is kind of funny. He was like, up for grabs, and I think Natasha's going to get it. I think she's going to get the rose from him because she actually was putting in the effort with him. And all these other women who are like, that is the handsomest man on the beach, were intimidated by how good looking he is and how much everybody's interested in him. So they went for some of the easier.
Yeah, they're more interested in staying than they are in like going for it. And it's always bad when they kind of bide their time or they don't want to appear desperate, because then crunch time comes and then they will be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And it's way much worse of a look. I think Tammy was kind of the smart one because she went for who she actually liked, but so many women interested in Brendan and then none of them went for him is kind of a shady.
Yeah, a little
bit. None of them helped him. Anyway.
Poor guy. I feel so bad for him.
Remember? Right, I told you? Day one, when I saw Brendan, I was like, damn. And he looked kind of dorky because he had a turtleneck in his. Because we did a before the first night thing. And I was like, look at that. That guy's cool. And he's a roofer. Not anymore, I'm sure.
Yeah. But a Massachusetts roofer, which is, I mean, sometimes those accents are endearing to me. You know?
It's about the working class job for me, on paper at least.
That's on Love Island Australia, they have a catchphrase, tradies get the ladies.
Oh.
In tradesmen, they call them tradies. Tradies get the ladies. Women think tradesmen, working class people are hot, because I guess there's this belief that if you do a job that's super physical, you're going to have like a really hot body.
Sure. Hmm. Yeah, why not?
I mean, not necessarily wrong, but it is kind of funny. It would be like, ooh, a plumber, hot, you know, and it's like, they do make good money, and it's a reliable source of income and a stable job, which now you know that I'm 35, that I'm saying stuff like that, where I'm like, oh, reliable source of income, that's sexy.
Right, but for it's interesting, I don't have time, but I want to watch someday. Love Island Australia, but that's interesting because I figure that if they're in their early 20s and they think someone with a job that's like a trade is good, which I agree with, I think they think that because they assume that person's going to have their own business someday, not that they're going to stay in that. That's what I assume, but who knows? I don't know. I don't know.
No, I think that makes sense.
I know they assume like, that here in America, but not maybe not there.
Yeah, to be like, oh, you're a construction worker, but you're going to end up like owning your construction firm or whatever someday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So one last note about Connor B. Before his song, he said it's going to be Cat Boy Summer.
I heard that.
Needed to say that on the podcast and have us be just fully aware that he said Cat Boy Summer. Yes.
Oof. Yeah, it's all over. Well, let's hope next week is better.
I sure hope so. Because if the episode's better, that means our podcast would be better. Jeez.
I think, aren't there going to be two episodes next week?
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday.
I think it's supposed to be Monday and Tuesday for the next few weeks, which, of course, makes our lives harder because we have 4 hours of television to pay close attention to.
Yeah, it means we'll have to record on Wednesday next week.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, see you later.
My gosh, you're the one that wants to go this time. Usually it's me.
Yeah, well, there goes my alarm to say goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. Oh, my goodness. No, it's just that there was nothing here. I don't know.
Yeah, there's not really much else to say at this point. We're being led to believe by the previews that there's going to be a lot of incredibly dramatic scenes coming up, but there was not a lot of drama in this particular episode, which makes sense. It's the first one, you know, you're kind of table setting for the characters who are there and all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, the big news, I guess, was that so many people made out and the grocery store Joe is sad. And Noah, I guess, got out of the friend zone with Abigail is, I think, what's going on there.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. They never really resolved it, but it looked like it ended
they
well.
They made out, which, yeah, seems to imply that she's not friend-zoning him. But, I mean, I guess you never know. And I'm a little suspicious of, I mean, maybe he just phrased this badly, but you know when he arrived and he talked to David Spade and it was like, who are you interested in? And he said, Abigail, because I'm a nurse and I've worked mm-hmm. with deaf children. And I just think, like, you know, she's doing so much good work, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I could have used it without you saying, like, you're a nurse. And that's, you know, like, something about that was just a little weird to me. It would have made more sense if he was just like, oh, I've worked a lot of deaf children. And so I feel like, you know, the way that she talked about her deafness was inspiring or something, you know, like. Instead of dropping in, he's like, I'm a medical professional and she has a medical disability. So, you right. know, it's just like weird to sort of.
I think it was like a career move to if we get this started from the beginning and get engaged, we will be at 1 million followers by the end of this.
Yeah. Well,
you know, a plus a couple Instagram, you know, pay. It just seems very like
it just something about driven. It. Seemed like very awkward, very uncomfortable. So I don't love that. I guess we'll see how that progresses. But yeah, it felt a little shady in some ways.
Mm-hmm. But follow us on social media. Give us a review on the Apple Podcast app, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Thank you.